Newcastle. It's home to what has to be one of the most musical accents in the country. So it'll come as a little surprise to hear that it has not only produced some incredible musical talent, but is also home to a number of world-class venues and backstories. Just head 20 minutes from the station, for example, and you'll come to the NX Newcastle, which in recent times has hosted gigs from famous acts like Calvin Harris, The Libertines, Sam Fender. But back in 1963, when the venue was known as the Majestic Ballroom, it hosted a little-known band called The Beatles for their first ever visit to Newcastle. Another influential venue in the history of the city was Club Agogo on Percy Street in Newcastle's Haymarket, a still bustling part of the city just over 15 minutes from the main station. It was here that local act The Animals, who had a hit with the song House of the Rising Sun, had a residency in 1962. The venue was demolished in the late 1980s and the Eldon Garden shopping mall now stands in its place. So next time you're enjoying some retail therapy in the city, you can do so knowing the ground you're walking on was instrumental to Newcastle's music scene. But now back to The Animals, and they were said to have played 5-hour sets as they honed their craft, and all the effort obviously paid off. They soon found success both in the UK and abroad. And it was while on a tour of the US that they discovered a gifted guitarist by the name of Jimi Hendrix. You heard of him? Impressed with his talents, the band paid for his ticket and flew him all the way from New York to Newcastle for his first UK tour in 1966. The following year, Jimmy returned to the UK and made a beeline for Club Agogo. This time, a 15-year-old named Gordon Sumner was in the audience. He was in awe of the virtuoso guitarist and was said to have left the venue with his ears ringing and his worldview altered. A former teacher, he was given his nickname, Sting, due to his black and yellow stripy jumper. He formed a band called The Police, where he made a big impact on the UK and the international music scene, and is still going strong today. If, however, you're looking for some more current music, Newcastle has that in abundance too. Sam Fender, for example, from North Shields, a 20-minute tram ride from the city, is often described as the North's Bruce Springsteen, and his career has gone from strength to strength. But he's never forgotten his roots, and in 2023, he came back to Newcastle for a series of homecoming gigs at St James Park, the football ground of his beloved team, Newcastle FC, which is only a 14-minute walk away from Newcastle Station. In January 2024, Sam teamed up with Noah Kahan for a new version of Noah's track Homesick. Sam's contribution to the song refers to the static cranes that he remembers from his childhood in North Shields. The influence of his birthplace on his music is undeniable. There are also a few artists from the region who have come to stardom via completely unconventional routes. Take Anthony McPartlin and Declan Donnelly, now better known as Ant and Dec, and who are arguably the biggest presenters on British TV. The pair first met as child actors on Biker Grove, which led them to a short-lived musical career, with their hit Let's Get Ready to Rumble in 1994. 8 years later, in 2002, reality TV show Pop Stars The Rivals attracted an unknown Geordie, Cheryl Tweedy, who went on to form part of one of Britain's most successful girl groups, Girls Aloud. She embarked on her solo career in 2009, going on to become the first British female solo artist to have 5 number one singles in the UK. Whether you're looking to hunt down a few old tunes or uncover something new and brilliant, Newcastle is the musical angel of the North with something to suit everyone's tastes.